We raised chickens, and I think she got her fill. So I think the two most best behaved kids got the wishbone, and they're the ones that got to, you know, break it and make the wish. And if you got the bigger piece, your wish was going to come true. But I'm sure the traditions vary in different households.
Yeah, sometimes I think it's the shorter piece, but usually I hear the longer.
Mm-hmm. In our house, it was the bigger piece. If you got the...
Do you have any local, you mentioned the celebration at last week. Do you have any local parties, like every year, or fairs or anything like that?
Not locally. We have the San Luis Valley Fair and the 4-H Fairs, where our kids go up to Monta Vista and compete with everybody in the valley.
Right.
We don't have local competition, per se. Not really. The LDS Church puts on a couple of really nice free meals, and they're open to the community, no charge.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of social gatherings.
That sounds good. Do you ever get a rodeo around here?
Just during our celebration.
Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people call it Roundup or something like that.
It's just the rodeo.
Okay. And that's during the celebration last week?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I've yet to really go to a rodeo. You mentioned, this is strange, because you mentioned this stuff in this, these little thing. What's that called?
Rouge.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term dude?
Dude?
Dude, yeah.
Dude, yeah.
I don't think I'm in
I'm familiar sense. With that. I don't know if that's the way you mean it or not, but dude.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
The old timers talk about dudes being people from the city. Mm-hmm. Have you heard it used that way before?
I have. He's a dude.
Yeah. Do you, is there a cemetery around here?
We have three.
Three?
Uh-huh. Oh. We have the old cemetery off of 5th Street that sits on the base of the foothill.
Yeah.
That's where Robert and Mary Alice Dempsey are buried, and my great-grandparents are buried there. We have the new one, or the newer one that sits off of 1st Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have what is called the Catholic Cemetery, the Los Cerritos.
Okay.
Cemetery.
So are these... I guess that leads me to a question. Are they kind of segregated then? Mormons?
I think not really anymore, because the newer cemetery that sits off of 1st Street, I think, is equal. The Los Cerritos, I think, was just an old cemetery because it sat next to a Catholic church, and the Catholic church is no longer there.
Oh, okay.
But they have gone in, and I would say it's the Hispanic community or the Catholic church has gone in and cleaned it up, fixed it up. It's beautiful.
Great. Do you hear those called something else, like slang terms or anything?
Which cemetery?
Yeah.
Boneyards.
Graveyard. Mm-hmm. Like okay. And before somebody is buried, there's an event that occurs. It's called a
funeral.
Right? And the people who are at a funeral are said to be in the state of
mourning.
Okay. And a person who is buried is put inside a
grave or a casket.
Right, which casket. Does anybody use the term coffin?
Not very often.
You ever heard people?
To me, it's morbid. Coffin is more of a morbid term.
Like Dracula or something.
Yeah, kind of.
You ever hear somebody just call it a box?
No.
Okay.
Not unless it's a pine box. You'll hear pine box, but not just box.
Okay. Did you ever hear about haunted houses around here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like a house that's haunted, or a something around Halloween that kids.
No, a house that's haunted.
Okay.
Yes.
There's one or two of them around.
Yes.
Okay. And they're said to be haunted by what?
The one house that I'm thinking of particularly is haunted by a Union soldier.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Is there a story?
I have no idea. But they see him. They recognize the uniform and they know it's a Civil War.
Okay. What about the other one? Do you know anything about that?
The other one is, I don't know that they've necessarily seen, but there's definitely a presence that makes